Hi, I'm Melissa. Definitely an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 7, 2024. I have a sponsor, and she also informed me recently that I can begin sponsoring, which is pretty scary but cool at the same time and exciting. So I was asked to talk about sobriety date and what it means to me. Also, I can't stand speaking in front of people, so if I look like I want to throw up, that sounds about right. So like I said, I'm sobriety date, August 7, 2024. And unlike my first sobriety date, it was not really like, it was random, but like it also wasn't. So the day prior, I had, I think, gotten blacked out in Ybor City, and I knew I was gonna hang out with like my aunt and uncle the next day, and yeah, so I had, you know, had to wake up like kind of early, and I managed to wake up and everything, and you know, somewhat throw myself together, and so I went out to eat with them and everything, and it was really hard to focus that whole time, but I did my best, and we were having conversation over lunch and everything, and my aunt, she had brought up, about it. She never fails to, like, bring it up about, like, the passing of my mom. So my mom passed away August 7th of 2014. I had just turned 18. So, yeah, she had brought it up, you know, how many years it had already been and everything. And I just sat there, and it was like, I don't know. I had been kind of wrestling, too, with the whole idea of, like, the concept of a higher power and everything. I had been in and out of AA before, you know, that. Like, I was, like, kind of spiritual, but mostly, like, the whole God thing was, like, a lot of shit to me. So, But that was, like, one of the moments where just everything lined up, like, just way too, just way too perfectly. So she brought that up, and that's kind of like when I decided, I was like, there's no way that I'm here hungover as fuck. I'm sorry for my language. I'm over here hungover with my aunt and uncle, where we hadn't spoken in years as well. And being back in Florida and everything, and it just happened to be like that literally the day of, you know, the anniversary. So, I specifically chose, you know, that day to, you know, yeah, just cut out drinking. I don't know, it just felt different this time around for sure. Like, not just because of the sobriety date, but this time around, like, getting sober, it just felt like I had so much more drive in me for it. So, yeah, I chose that date to, you know, hold close to me. It's something that, like, I'm never, you know, going to forget, like, the anniversary of my mom. I had thought putting the two together could help me if, like, you know, I did lose my way with my reasoning, you know, during sobriety, if I lost my reasoning with God, if I lost reasoning with anything else, I know that I wouldn't lose touch with, something that was like another whole God experience, you know, that's another topic. But my mom's passing, you know, like every time I pray to, like, I say, God, mom, and then, you know, spirit, energy of the universe, because to me, that's what, God encompasses. So yeah. I don't think I'm going to speak for 10 minutes. That's why I chose my sobriety date, and I hold it, you know, near and dear to me. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa. And our group has asked Alex to be our main speaker tonight.